This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning. This is Derek Haskins, Communications Director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Thank you for joining our daily COVID-19 case update call. I'm joined today by Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden and State Epidemiologist Dr. Joshua Clayton. We'll start off this morning with Dr. Clayton giving us an update on today's cases, and then we will take your questions. I'll turn things over to Dr. Clayton.
All right. Good morning, everyone. So today we are reporting 57 new cases of COVID-19 in the state. This includes 13 new hospitalizations and 4 new deaths, one from a Brown County resident, two in a Minnehaha County resident, and one in a Todd County resident. We've had 91 new recovered individuals from COVID-19, as well as 911 new negative tests that have been performed. This brings our total case count in the state to 4,710 COVID-19 cases. Of those, 1,037 individuals have active infections, and 3,619 individuals have recovered. We have 101 individuals who are currently hospitalized and 54 deaths in total now. And we have received 33,296 total negative tests that have been performed in the state so far. For community impact map, we have no new updates. For the new cases by county, we have 13 in Beadle, 2 in Brown, 1 in Charles Mix, 1 in Coddington, 1 in Davison, 1 in Day, 1 in Girald, 3 in Lincoln, 1 in Lyman, 11 in Minnehaha, 3 in Oglala Lakota, 10 in Pennington, 4 in Roberts, 1 in Stanley, 2 in Todd, 1 in Turner, and 1 in Union. For new cases by age range, we have 4 in the 0 to 19-year age category, 15 in the 20 to 29-year age category, 16 in the 30 to 39-year age category, 6 in the 40 to 49-year age category, 11 in the 50 to 59-year age category, and 5 in the 60 to 69-year age category. For new cases by sex, we have 23 that are male and 34 that are female. For the deaths that we have reported, we have deaths by county, which include 2 in Beadle, 1 in Brown, 1 in Girald, 1 in McCook, 45 in Minnehaha, 3 in Pennington, and 1 in Todd. For deaths by age range, we have 3 in the 30 to 39-year age category, 1 in the 40 to 49-year age category, 8 in the 50 to 59-year age category, 9 in the 60 to 69-year age category, 5 in the 70 to 79-year age category, and 28 in the 80 and older category. For new cases by sex, for deaths by sex, we have 25 that are male and 29 that are female.
Thank you, Dr. Clayton. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, and then we will take your questions.
Good morning, JP from KYN News Radio.
Go ahead, JP.
Thank you very much. Could you give us a breakdown of the tests that have been conducted so far in the nursing homes and assisted living facilities, how many positives and how many negatives thus far?
Sure, JP. This is Kim Malsom-Risden. We have a total, this is as of this morning, 1,899 residents tested, 2,754 staff tested. In addition, we've got 6,600 tests that are in progress, so those are happening over the next couple of days, and then 4,400 tests scheduled. Those would be combined numbers between residents and staff, and that would be between the tiers 1 and 2 nursing homes in our state. We are not able to release results of these tests yet. We're waiting until we have more of the data complete, but I can tell you that the number of positives has been very low, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Next question.
This is Joseph Barkoff from the Capital Journal.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Good morning, y'all. Thank you. So a couple quick questions. One, And laws of probability, I understand, but this is the third person in the under 40 age group. Did this person, the first person had underlying, the second person did not, does this person, and then can you give a quick update on all the recoveries for Demcota and Smithfield and the other place and stuff? Thank you.
So for the recoveries, we have 117 of 149 from Demcota, 16 of 59 from Jack Link, and 841 of 853 who are Smithfield cases, as well as 245 of 245 that are close contacts to those cases that themselves became cases. As far as the specific question around risk factors or comorbidities, I should say, for the individual in that 30 to 39 year age category, I'm still looking that information up, and we'll follow up with you.
Next question. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes. Are you planning to do any ongoing testing for staff that are going in and out of nursing homes and care facilities?
Sure. So, Beth, after the mass testing happens in a particular facility, then we'll move into a sentinel testing phase where we would expect 2% of the population of residents and staff to be tested on a weekly basis. And that would be of just random asymptomatic people so that we can try to stay ahead of COVID in any of these facilities.
Thank you.
Next question.
Ben Chasely here on Daily Plainsman.
Go ahead, Ben.
We had a confirmation come out from Jack Links and LSI last evening of an employee there who has passed away. I guess curiosity is just how long that process will take. Just confirmation, understand it's typically a couple of days. Just confirmation from your end on that. And with the location of LSI and the fact that it really draws from multiple counties,